You are listening to the San Antonio Zen Center Dharma Talks. The San Antonio Zen Center is supported solely by donation, so that everyone can participate in our offerings and programs, regardless of income. If you are able, please consider making a donation to SAZC through the donation button on our site, sanantoniozen.org, or by visiting paypal.me/sanantoniozen. Thank you for your practice and enjoy the talk.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And good morning, Mike. When Buddhism came through China, it rubbed up against a couple of pretty big influences. One is Taoism, where in Zen we get a lot of our language, a lot of our appreciation for nature. And the second is Confucianism, which is where a lot of the influence for our forms and came from, and reverence of ancestors. Forms are a large part of the training in Zen. If used correctly, they're used for to help us awaken, to help us be aware, to help us be present, to provide support for growth in our practice. Also a way in which we take care of self and others. This is not the way it's always perceived, that forms aren't always experienced or used as a way to help us grow. And so one way we can think about forms is rules, in a way, kind of. In the truest sense of the word rules, it is. So the root of the word rules is trellis. So it's a support. The trellis is a support for a plant to grow on. In our case, I think we would say tomato cage, given our particular culture here in Texas. Rules are like a tomato cage. We can think of the tomato cage as holding in the tomatoes. Or we can think of it as supporting the tomato plant so it can be the best it can be, so it doesn't just flop over onto the ground. So like a tomato cage, these forms can really help us be in our body. It's very helpful to pay attention to what foot we're stepping into the center. Coming in from the foyer, you step in with the foot that's farthest away from the altar, which is the left foot. But coming in from the kitchen, the foot farthest from the altar is the right foot. So I encourage people to take on this practice of bowing as you cross in front of the altar. Normally, the form, in a Zen center, you don't cross in front of the altar. But we don't have such a big space. We don't have much choice. Normally, you go behind the altar. When you enter the Zendo at Tassajara, you come in the front doors, which are opposite the altar. come in. You go behind the altar and go to your seat if you're on that side of the zendo, or you turn left and go to this side. The abbot is the only one that ever crosses the zendo, or crosses the altar. So we can say, oh, yes, that's the form is that I do this, that I do it this way. It's a good reminder. I forgot. And the funny thing is that we have forms in our life outside of this. We have forms for driving, right? We've all agreed in the United States to drive on the right-hand side of the road. Somebody says, you're oppressing me, you're keeping me down. I'm going to drive on the left-hand side of the road. It's my right to do so. That's a threat to self and others. And possibly jail time. If we're taking medication, there's a form for that. We take so much at a certain time of day so that it can utilize its full potential, so that we can alleviate our physical distress. People, when they first come to Tassajara, really struggle with forms. Bowing to everybody as you pass them, doing this but not that. Many people flail, really, really struggle with this, with these formalized forms. The word for it in Japanese is the shingi. The shingi is the kind of like the code of conduct that you agreed to follow while you were at a particular temple. There's a famous book of Dogen's called Yehe Shingi, or the Rules for the Monastic Community, in which everything is prescribed. Do this at this time. So for those of us that have been in the military, the forms are nothing. Zen has nothing on the Marine Corps for forms. It's not so difficult for some of us. But we can't lose sight that these forms are tools. These are tools that we're using to help wake up. These are forms that have been are created in each individual temple. And architecture has a lot to do with the forms that are followed. So for example, we can go behind the altar here. We don't have space for that to happen. So we modify the forms so it's an appropriate use of the space, and that it's appropriate for the space. Mel Weitzman told the story of when he was in Japan doing his Dharma transmission with Huitzu Suzuki. Huitzu said, can you show me how you do Oryoki at Meiji? And Huitzu Roshi wasn't really up for doing that. And I said, we don't have this set form in San Francisco Zensei. So can you please show us? Can you show me how you do Oryoki? They hate you. And we just said, yes. I'll show you how to do it. But it's San Francisco Zen Center. You do it San Francisco Zen Center. Very spacious. Very spacious. And there are these two competing forms at San Francisco Zen Center, the Heiji style and the Tsujiji style. The Heiji style, somebody turns from the altar a certain way, one direction, Tsujiji, you turn another direction. So San Francisco Zen Center still doesn't have a form yet. Often you hear the words, well, in Japan, people hang on to that, to how they think it's done in Japan. But our form is to do things as we do them at San Antonio Zen Center. It's not to imitate San Francisco Zen Center, or Austin Zen Center, or Houston Zen Center, or any other Zen Center. Our practice is to follow the forms that we do here and to be who we are here. When we go to Houston Zen Center, then we do Houston Zen Center forms. We don't try and impose our forms on Houston Zen Center or San Francisco Zen Center or wherever we go. This is really about doing the appropriate thing at the appropriate time. And most importantly, is not weaponizing the forms, not using the forms to control. You know, San Francisco's incident is such a hard time. They have to correct people. And it's quite a challenge for them. One practice period at Tassajara, the leader of the practice period encouraged people to go to give each other feedback on their forms. So everybody was running around. Can I give you feedback? Can I give you feedback? I give you feedback. Another time, and during practice period, the same leader, the same person, during a class, someone said, why do we have to follow the schedule anyway? This is a crazy schedule. Why do we have to follow the schedule? And he was avid at the time. He said, I don't have to follow the schedule. And everything fell apart. People stopped showing up to the Zendo. We're just doing what they wanted to do. Apparently, it was pretty distressing for the head student. I'm sure all the senior staff were asked to be presented. But it was apparently quite a confusing time. So we can go too far one way, and we can turn right around and go too far in the opposite direction. If it tosses hard at the beginning of the practice period, the guidelines are read, the shingi is read. Everybody is together. And this is mainly for the benefit of the new Tongariro students, the new students. Eino has to present the guidelines, go over everything. And an example is one of the guidelines is to be in your seat by the end of the second roll down of the han. The han is the board that they get with the mallet to call everybody to the zendo. And the new sense, what happens if I can't? And it's easy to think of it as like trying to get around the rules, right? What's my relationship to those? This is the beginning of the questions. What's my relationship to the forms? In other words, what's our relationship with this world? What's our relationship with the circumstances that we find ourselves in? Are we going to fight it? Are we going to just lie down on the floor and thrash? Or are we just going to blindly go on and say, okay. If we can come to rely on these forms, really think of them as being our tomato cage. Oh, it's the end of the first roll down. Better head to this end. Because if I'm late, I have to stand outside in the cold until they let me in. Oh, I get to go to this end again. And one of the incentives is that if you don't show up to this end, somebody comes and finds you. I'll get you. Where is your Zendo? It's like, well, may as well go. They're going to come get me. So they're kind of, these are like, kind of like the lines on sheet music. It's like, you don't know what a note is unless you've got those lines, right? Unless you're just an amazing musician and have been doing it from time in the morning. But even then, you need context on the page. If you've got one note down here, and you want to put a note at the very top of the page. What am I playing? What am I playing? We won't know if the note's an A or a G. These forms, if we give them the opportunity to, they really get in your body in a way that you can rely on. Vipassahara, you have noble silence. During practice period, you have noble silence until noon. So from 9 o'clock at night until noon the next day. Even now, I have a hard time speaking before the end of morning zazen. Whenever people come for morning zazen at 6 a.m. Silence is so nice. We don't get to have it that often. We're taking care of these forms that we use for taking care of self and others. One of the sweetest examples for this practitioner is being on the path of Tassajara, walking down the path of Tassajara. And whenever you come up to another student, you stop and you bow to each other, regardless of your relationship. Regardless of whether you just had a falling out with the person, you stop and you bow. That bowing, where we're bowing to somebody, and then when we go down, actually take my eyes off the person. Right? I'm exposing the back of my neck, making myself vulnerable. I trust you. I trust you. You would come and continue my way. Taking care of yourself and others is cleaning a counter after others. Making the space ready for the next person who needs to use it. Fluffing up those outfits at the end of a period of meditation. It's not being rigid, and it's also not being rigid with the forms. Knowing when to put them down. Not knowing when to pick them up again. And there's a good example of this in Crooked Cucumber. This is David Chadwick, the author of the book, speaking here. And he says, as head of the dining room during summer guest season, I generally attended the morning tea with Suzuki Roshi. One morning I woke up late. I'd missed zazen, service, and breakfast, looked terrible, and reeked of alcohol, having stayed up the previous night with some guests. This was not the first time I'd slept in. At tea, one of the officers looked at me, fuming. As soon as Suzuki had made his remarks and there was an opening, the officer spoke up loudly. Suzuki Roshi, what do you think of a student who flagrantly violates the rules of the monastery? It was obvious whom he was talking about. Suzuki took a sip of his tea and said, He frequently made a sound like that to give some space. Then he said, everyone is doing their best. This practice is not so easy. Yes, but Roshi, flagrant. Breaking rules all the time so that everyone can see. Suzuki Roshi says, better that we see it than they hide it. Yes, but shouldn't he follow the rules? Of course, but you can break the rules sometimes and still follow the spirit of the rules. The others were listening attentively. I kept my eyes down, and my occasional winces must have seemed more the result of my headache than what anyone was saying. The poor fellow wasn't getting what he wanted. But he tried again. Yes, but Roshi, can't you keep the rules in the spirit too? Of course, said Suzuki brightly. That's the best way. I talk about rules sometimes, forms. I talk about how to do things. How not to do things. But it's good to be generous with the forms. Having been in the military, I can be hard if I want to, but that doesn't feel so good. And probably you wouldn't appreciate it either if I started yelling. Shoving people around. No! Oh. So I talk about them and I let them go. And people are people. People forget. Or people have resistance to the forms. It's okay. Okay. The job isn't to bring you in line. The teacher's job is just to help hold the space and encourage people to take care of each other. And this is what the forms are for. So even though we use them as as tools for awakening, as our tomato cages, a way to connect with each other. We do have to remember they're only tools. The forms are only tools. As the saying goes, if you, all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And part of our practice is to develop new tools, to discover these tools. So this is a way that we can be spacious with each other. It's just about it. It's like good morning.